my life, I've seen some things, not in like reality or whatever, because outside is outside and the sun's there. I'm allergic, but this, we just finished a video by Rotten Mango. Now, I was calling her spicy mango because I like spicy mango, but apparently it's rotten mangoes. We just watched a video on a white woman named Taylor Morton. And this particular white woman has done some vile things throughout her entire life. Like, the whole life, you know what I mean? Like, from childhood, like, we should have peeped that sis was crazy the whole time.
Her career in life.
Her career in life was crazy.
Culminated in the most grisly double homicide in the history of Texas?
In the history of Texion.
Crazy bitch. Listen, all I know is that every time, I think her name's Stephanie, laid out another fact about this crazy bitch, I went, what?
Yeah. Yes.
What?
Middle of getting my hair braided and twisted, I was like, I don't know how.
How?
These white women. Not all of them, but like, she's a white woman, so. I don't know how you can let these things come out of your face and allow your hands to do such atrocities. You know what I mean?
I'm just trying to figure out, like, okay, so there are a lot of people who are not well.
Not well.
And they're just out here functioning with the, not really functioning, but just out here in life with everybody else, but they're not really,
they're not suited
to life on earth or
the gloves
something.
Do not equip, they don't fit. We cannot equip.
Oh shit,
the gloves don't fit. We cannot equip, friend, because she did that.
I'm saying though, like, it's so many of these crazy people who are just doing crazy things for their entire life.
The whole time.
Their entire life. And I guess they're lucid enough at times to be able to maintain a job or have a family. But when they go crazy and do crazy shit, it's the most crazy. It's like, on a scale of 1 to 10, 20.
Mm-hmm. Yes. I like how you finally have joined me in off the scale scalings. Because before it was like, you need to stay within the range.
Well, I'm just saying, like, for you, when you're telling somebody scale 1 to 10, it's like, okay, I need to have some real metric of what the heck's going on. When you say some astronomical shit, it's like, nah, I don't have a real metric of what the fuck's going on. Like, okay, scale of 1 to 50, 1 to 100? Like, no, but it's so crazy what they do that it's crazy. It doesn't fit in any kind of parameters.
No. Yeah.
Just like, you are out here yanking whole babies
and placentas. Yeah.
Intact placentas and shoving it down in your pants. You tell people you're a billionaire and that your mother is trying to kill you, but you're the one who hired the hitman to kill her?
Mm-hmm.
I'm just trying to figure out, where do these people get all this money? That's what I want to know. You're a receptionist at a freaking, you know, clinic or something. Where do you get the money to hire a hitman to kill your mother?
I don't know. I haven't looked into it. I don't know.
You've got all of this time. She's like A from Pretty Little Liars.
Oh, my gosh. Yes.
She's got all this time.
All of this time.
To freaking email people and text message people.
Send people letters.
Pretend to be the other person in so many different storylines.
Open up underground torture chambers. I can't.
Did she really?
I don't know. But you remember that one where they got kidnapped and it was like...
Okay, we're not talking about Pretty Little Liars. But I'm saying, like, the lady, though.
Yeah.
She did some Pretty Little Liars shit.
Yes.
Like, she had so many fucking phone numbers.
She had...
The fake phone numbers.
All the phone numbers.
She had so many different conversations with people that she knew. She was basically catfishing everybody she knew.
Mm-hmm.
She pretended to be... The mom? Or she
pretended to be an uncle. She pretended to be the mom. She pretended
to be the mom being the uncle. I'm the lady pretending to be the mom, pretending to be the uncle.
Because there was an uncle who...
Uncle Buck.
They could talk to, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then, oh, wait, you're right. She did pretend to be, and the uncle was pretending to be the mom.
Right. Right. She was... pretending to be an uncle who was non-existent, who was actually the mom, who was not really the mom. It was her the whole time.
It was me the whole time.
I'm trying to figure out how many layers of crazy.
Oh.
You gotta be.
She won the crazy cop.
To pretend to be your mother who's pretending. Oh, to pretend to be your mother's evil twin who's pretending to be an uncle. Who you can just tell everything to.
Mm-hmm.
You and your new boyfriend.
Yeah.
I'm just trying to figure out what level of crazy and how much money, like how much time does it take for you to be, I don't know, 40 extra people.
Oh, it's easier when you...
She was the hog buyer.
Listen.
She was...
Listen, you got more time when you refuse to take care of your kids. You got more time. She actually had her own children that she wasn't taking care of. You feel me on that one?
How do you keep a child in a diaper for a week and not change
it? I don't know.
At all.
I don't know.
And why aren't you in jail for this behavior?
Prison.
Because Texas... What they got going on in Texas?
A lot of stuff. Apparently. A lot of things.
Yeah, I'm gonna be like that because Texas. What in the world? No. It's unacceptable. You're a freaking... And okay, so when the show first started, and I was just like, this bitch sounds like somebody who would fake like she had cancer.
Yes, exactly out, what you said.
Double turns out that bitch did fake having cancer.
She faked having cancer.
So anybody who fakes having cancer...
She faked having MS because the other girl had MS.
And she's like, I have it too.
Sis was...
I'm going to the hospital for my exacerbation.
Oh, right what?
Now, I'm feeling terrible. All these symptoms. Ah.
Well... Well, and Texas is so crazy, they'd give this whore painkillers. Why is she getting anything?
I don't even know. If I had surgery, I can't get any painkillers.
Hey.
They're like, listen, you know what you could do after you have this surgery? Just take your ass to, I don't know, any one of these stores. Get you some, Advil. Mm-hmm. Fine.
Mm-hmm.
Take a couple few of them. You'll be fine. Mm-hmm. Bright as rain.
Mm-hmm.
But if I'm a white woman who's completely out of her mind.
In Texas.
Pretending to have MS or cancer.
Because she said both. She said both.
She had both of those things. And that's what I'm saying about her. And then you have to, like, have the... freaking people from the place. You're having conversation with the people from the place on text message, and then you got voice changers on your phone. You've got a freaking psycho history on your Google search. What the fucking... You know what? I can't even. And the closest thing I can think of was a on Pretty Little Liars. But that was not a real person.
No, it wasn't. In my lifetime, I can think of two white women who have committed this crime. Taylor Morton and the other lady who was just recently executed.
Oh, my.
Mm-hmm. They killed her. Ooh,
what was her name?
I don't know what her name.
Where did they kill her? Who?
I think it was in Florida. She snatched a baby out of somebody.
Why do I think you're wrong and I think that was Kentucky?
Might have been Kentucky.
There's a lot of baby snatching, like people thinking that it's just a simple matter of, you know, let me just slice here and I'll take that whole baby who doesn't need any care at all. What in the world?
Mm-hmm.
You know, yeah. Like what in the world? Like how? How do you think this is going to work? Okay, it's one thing if you have a baby, you know, vaginally, you know, mm-hmm. and you shit the baby out and, you know, you hose it off, the baby still needs care.
Yeah.
Okay? The baby still needs care. I feel like, you know, you can, like, hose it off, but I feel like there needs to be some sort of medical professional in the room to help, you know, with the hosing / gentle dipping of the baby into the water. And, you know.
Okay, this is more...
I don't know.
This is more...
What?
Often than I thought it was. They got a lot of...
Yeah, it's a thing. That's what I'm saying. The amount of crazy people.
It's a lot of crazy going on.
It's a lot of crazy people out here.
It's a lot of crazy.
And they are doing the crazy shit all the time. And my problem is, you know, I'm thinking, oh, these crazy ladies are, you know, with dudes who are not crazy. The dudes have to be crazy.
They have to be crazy.
There's not just one crazy person in this scenario. The two of you are out of your minds because he's going right along with your, of course she's pregnant. There are no signs of pregnancy, but she's pregnant.
Mm-hmm.
Because I guess maybe the men aren't paying attention anyway, but then, you know, she's pregnant, so I'm really not paying attention. This bitch is wearing a freaking $120 baby bump, and you don't know she's not pregnant?
Facts.
I don't know.
Well, I can't find what her name is right now.
Because it's too many of them.
It's too many of them.
Yeah. It's just like when I found out that somebody would fake cancer, like Scamanda.
Oh, I was dumbfounded.
Wait, what? People are faking cancer? This is... What the hell? And then I find out, not only are people faking cancer, it's a lot of bitches out here faking cancer.
Mm-hmm. And collecting a check.
Getting money. And I'm like, wait, what is wrong with you? What? You shaved your head.
All of it. You
gave yourself some mild poison so you could look fucked up.
Not mild poison.
You peed on yourself in church in front of everybody.
Like, that's embarrassing.
And not to you. You did it on purpose.
I know. But, like, if I was, like, actually somewhere not feeling great and I peed on myself, I'd be so embarrassed, bro. Listen, that's crazy.
Listen, if you were that sick where you couldn't hold your urine or your bowels, why are you anywhere but in bed?
I don't know.
Exactly. And this is what I'm saying about all of these bitches who freaking fake illnesses. They're doing all kinds of things. You hear about, oh, this woman, she's so strong. She's just the best. She's here every day volunteering. Because that bitch is not sick.
Yeah.
Oh, I had cancer and all I had to do was juice. And now I'm 100% better. You lying whore. Like, what the hell? What is the benefit of doing this?
Money.
And then it came to me. It came through what the benefit was. Attention.
Yeah. Money and attention. Because a lot of people are doing it for the monetary aspect of it. Like that girl who said she had a football-sized tumor wrapped around her spine. I said, why aren't you in the ICU, friend?
Oh, you mean the one who was on Dr. Now? And Dr. Now was just like, we took MRI and you don't have anything wrong with
you. I'm not talking about her. I'm talking about the girl who recently got caught lying about cancer in college.
Oh, right.
And she said she had a football-sized tumor wrapped around her spine. And we were all like, but you're walking around.
This non-visible football side. Where are your organs? It's just, did it eat up your organs? What are you talking about?
Football sized. Wrapped around. Because it's not like, because when people have something actually wrong with them, it's like, bro, what the F? Remember when we were watching Crack Addicts? Not about drugs, about chiropractic medicine. Remember when we watched Crack Addicts and that little person came in and their spine, they did an MRI of, no, x-ray, of her spine. And it was curled around like a cheese doodle or something.
Yeah, yeah.
Ow!
Here's the thing. People who are actually not well, you know, there's little to no deference for these people.
Yeah.
And then people who are pretending to be sick or not well get all the frickin' money and attention.
Mm-hmm.
Because they're the squeaky wheel. And I don't even know, confused. You know, I'm kind of ashamed and embarrassed for those people, but they feel really good about what they're doing. So that's where the confusion comes in.
And then her line about being the salt heiress.
Oh, she got billions of dollars. The land that she owns is worth, you know, hundreds of millions of dollars. Oil, like, she just got money coming from everywhere.
Yeah.
Now, yeah. Honestly, I feel like those are harmless lies.
They are.
It's a harmless lie to tell a boyfriend or tell a boy, hey, I'm a billionaire. And he's like, wait, what? I thought you were cute, but now that I know you're a billionaire and you're going to inherit all this money, I'm really interested. And I'm just like, you know, that's kind of harmless. I mean, is it mean? Yes. Is it bad? Yes. But it's kind of like you're not stealing anybody's money. You're not taking up resources at the hospital. You're not, you know, in anybody's freaking food bank yanking cans or, you know what I mean? It's harmless in the way that you are just tricking this one person and not millions of people.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, a mitigated harm, you know. So, not like, you know, mass harm. That's what I mean by harmless. It's kind of like when I say something is nominal. It's more like an accounting term. That amount is nominal, and it's all relative to how much money you're dealing with.
Mm-hmm.
Because $5,000 to you and me is like, yes, it's a lot of money.
Yeah.
But $5,000 to a company or something is nominal. Like, you lose $5,000, what the fuck? You better keep it pushing. That $5,000 ain't shit. Let's go. Come on here. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Especially if you're making, you know, billions of dollars a quarter. Which brings me to an article I read.
Go ahead.
Morning. The workers, the Teamsters at Anheuser-Busch InBev, I think it's called now, have voted 99% of them to go on strike.
Ooh.
Because the company has stopped negotiating with them in good faith. They stopped, I want to say the date was, it's either October 15th or November 15th, whatever it was, a long goddamn time ago, and they haven't met with the employees, management hasn't met with the employees to negotiate in good faith. And I'm like, you know, you made, even during the fucking downturn where they had the quote-unquote, what do you call that thing? Boycott of their products because, oh, we hate trans people, so we're not going to buy. You gave one beer to a trans lady, and now we're never going to buy your product again. We're buying buckets of it so that we can blow it up in our fields and, you know, take aim at it with our AR-15s or whatever the fuck.
Glock 9s.
Yeah. You know, they were using the beers for target practice and all kinds of foolishness. Anyway, they still managed to make $32 billion.
Mm-hmm.
They sell most of the beer in the world. Beer, beverage, shit in the world. They make a lot of money. They can afford to freaking pay people more. But guess what they decide to do? Let me take a guess.
Not pay anybody.
And stock buybacks.
Ooh.
Mm-hmm. Stock buybacks and something else they were going to do, which is like, oh, yeah, they decided they were going to sponsor some stadium or some team or some shit to the tune of $100 million. Why don't you pay them people who out here who are actually artisans making your shit? Because honestly, you could have a bunch of people who don't know what the fuck they're doing go in there and fuck up your product for a long time. Honestly, I'm going to tell you what. Even though some people don't like the way beer tastes, a lot of people do. And it's easy to fuck it up.
Yeah.
It's easy to fuck it up. I'm just saying. How about you pay them people?
Y'all stop being weird.
All these fucking different brands of beer. You go into the beer aisle, 70% of the beer is Anheuser.
Mm.
Get the fuck out of here. Pay them people. Anyway, so yeah. So they had an article in The Guardian about that. I was trying to read the post, but then I just got so upset. Because I'm like, it's hard for me to read the post when I know a freaking billionaire owns the shit, but he's too cheap to pay the reporters. What is wrong with you? You're talking about democracy dies in the dark. You know what else dies in the dark? Poor people.
Yep.
Pay those freaking reporters. Eh.
You know what my favorite thing I saw on TikTok that you forgot to send me the article to? Was the French people dumping manure on the government buildings.
All right. Yes.
I was like, wait, hold up. Why?
French farmers. Yes. The French farmers are like, you know what? Hold my baguette.
Hold my cigarette. That's what they said.
Hold my glass of wine. I got shit to do.
Hold my sausage.
Literally, I got shit to do.
Hold my croissant. Because I got to go manureify these government buildings. They wild out. I wish Americans protested like that.
If American farmers protested like that.
I'm just talking about in general.
They would have to be a little bit more organized. They would have to be like on the same, they would have to be same page. Hose. And because there's so many people who are a huge conglomerates who own farms here in America, it's hard to get those huge mega farms to go along with your because they're too busy
stacking cash.
Stacking cash and in bed with the freaking government people. They're like, listen, we line these government people's pockets so they do exactly what we want and they do what we need them to do. And they give us subsidies like we fucking need it, but they don't fucking need it. But anyway, my point is, it's a lot of huge mega farms here in the United States. And even with the small farmers, a lot of the small farmers have, like, you know, the small farmers, there's a lot of fucking racism. There's a lot of freaking, you know, ideas about who is a real person and who is just a freaking person that we can just use and lock up on our tomato farm and lock them in the daggone, what do you call that thing? Trailer of the 18-wheeler. You know?
That's sick. That's sick.
Yeah. Tomato slaves. I remember when I heard
that. I remember when you told me about it.
And I've talked about it here on this podcast.
But, I also remember when you told me about the freaking slaves they had locked up in Walmart.
Yeah. Yeah. And then later, a couple few years later, it was like, yeah, I think those people sued Walmart because Walmart decided not to pay them because they weren't here legally. What the fuck difference does that make?
They did the work,
people
though.
People did the work. You pay those people for their work.
Because slavery is illegal.
You should have checked their papers. If you wanted all the people who work at your stores to have papers, then you should be like, listen, prerequisite of working here is I'm going to have to see everybody's papers and mark what state you were born in.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, then go ahead and do that due diligence. Otherwise, pay those people. Stop playing around.
Stop playing around.
People do work for you. Slavery is illegal, like flat out illegal. And people are, and farmers.
And it doesn't matter the status of the person.
And farmers do it.
Yeah.
They do it. And this shit is not cool. So when you have certain ideas about, you know, farming and another thing, those people who own meat processing plants. Yeah. Barfy. But the meat processing plants and the fact that they have all these children that came into the country and they're like, yeah, we need to lower the age of that we can have people working so many hours. Because you decided to put these babies to work instead of school.
No.
Because it's easier for you to have babies working on your freaking dangerous ass meat processing floor than freaking, you know, have them go to school, have them. And I'm not saying that a baby can't have a job, okay?
Mm-hmm.
A baby can't work. Baby can't, you know, do stuff at a meat processing plant. But if the baby is working on the floor, the dangerous knife-cutting floor of the meat processing plant, no. But, you know, you want to have a baby. You know, you come in a couple days a week to sweep up, I don't know, the
blood and guts.
No, nigga, the fucking break room or some shit. Why would I want the babies cleaning that shit up?
I don't know.
No, but I'm just saying, like, sometimes they have, you know, when you're younger, you can have a job sweeping up, you know, something like that's not fucked up.
Yeah.
Like a break room.
Yeah.
Or you can have, you know, you work a couple of hours a day. That's okay. But like working, because some kids work doing different things. You know, they work at ice cream shops, they work at McDonald's, or they work, you know, in the movies, or they work, you know, they have jobs.
Yeah.
Children do have jobs.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm not saying that, you know, children shouldn't ever be allowed to, or should be illegal to have children working. I'm saying that it is counterproductive to go back to a 1920s model.
I almost
of
said
children.
1912.
Okay, that too. Working in the freaking where you send the baby in instead of send, you know, or send the baby with the canary, you know, into the coal mine. Can either one of them breathe? You still alive down there? Have the 3-year-old crawl out that bitch talking about it's real dusty in there.
Like Snowpiercer.
Like Snowpiercer. So all I'm saying is that what the work is matters. Can they work in that industry? Yeah, you want to have this little motherfucker filing shit in ABC order? That's fine. You know?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you can work in the office or you can work, you know, on the outside scraping leaves up or something. Whatever.
Mm-hmm.
making sure everybody's parking sticker's right. I don't know what you would have the baby do, but I'm saying there's work to be done that the babies can do that is not fucking dangerous.
Yeah.
That's all I'm saying. Like, they have these babies out here doing dangerous shit. Babies getting their hands cut off and shit. Mm. It's not cool. Why you got this baby getting maimed for life for $7.50 an hour or $3 or $2 or whatever you decided to pay that baby?
Because it's a baby.
Because it's a baby.
Yeah. No.
And that baby doesn't know any difference. And the baby might not even fucking speak English.
No, that's nasty.
It's nasty.
It's nasty.
It's nasty. But yeah. So yeah. Those are the things. Some of the things. There was also some report yesterday or day before talking about, yeah, there's no food, water, or energy, and there's famine in Gaza. Yeah, it's been famine in Gaza the whole fucking time, and now it's exponentially worse, dickhead. You're just fucking figuring this out?
Yeah, and we can't watch Stranger Things anymore.
Cool. Fuck them. I don't care what they do.
So the guy who is like the scientist teacher person who was helping them with the beard, who's like, I know you probably think that because of the beard, I'm super hairy.
Mm-hmm.
And he went, shaved.
Mm-hmm.
That guy, crazy, okay? Out of his mind, he's like, I don't think Noah Schnapp, who was just like, Zionism is sexy, should have to apologize for his comments. He was just like, I don't want you guys misconstruing meow, meow, meow. And I'm like, bro, you didn't have to say that taped. You could have said wild stuff just off the
Which break. One of them is saying the wild stuff? Both of them?
Both of them are talking crazy.
Okay.
Both of them are talking crazy. And Netflix was just like, you're going to have to issue an apology because no one's going to watch this show because of what you said. Then Bro with the beard came in after he issued a non-apology apology and was just like, I don't think he should have had to apologize. Because what he said wasn't that bad. And that guy's a crazy Republican.
Here's all I'm saying. I'm saying I don't understand how marginalized people can think it's okay to marginalize somebody else. First of all, Noah is double marginalized, okay? He's a double minority. And then you're going to sit up here and talk crazy in the bloodline foolishness. It's not cool. It's not.
No.
And listen, I went ahead and gave Winona Ryder a pass because she was young and brainwashed when she was seeing Johnny Depp. Okay. And oh, I'm sure he's not blah blah blah. Yeah, he is. Anyway. And I was like, I'm gonna watch it because, you know, I like her and I'm not gonna have her wrapped up in 100% of his misdeeds. That's me punishing ladies for shit that men do and say.
Also, to amplify the fact that we're not going to be over here judging her for being a teenager with a grown man.
Right.
She's got mental health issues.
Yes, she does.
So it just compounds the fact that maybe people weren't looking out for her.
At all. At all. Yeah. And maybe, you know, not to say they weren't looking out for her, but maybe they kind of put her in harm's way.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And then anything he did was fine and normalized because what?
Yeah.
Great. No. So we're not punishing ladies for things that men do and say. So, but like, fucking, I just feel like sometimes there are so many people out here who have ideas that are conflicting. It's like cognitive dissonance.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Like, you're saying this one thing, and then you're saying the total opposite thing. And you're like, these two things coexist. And I'm like, no, they fucking don't. When you say nobody should have to go through what anybody went through in the Holocaust, you are 100% right. But then in the same breath, you're like, listen, those Arab boys and girls aren't real children. So we can, you know, in the bloodline, right?
No.
You know what I mean? Like, those two things do not match up.
No.
We get a freaking, you know, that's a fucking land grab over there in Gaza. It's a genocide and a land grab. Right in everybody's face. And it's like, well, you know, they gotta kill the Hamas of it all, don't they? Don't they have to kill the Hamas of it all?
Hamas is working with Benjamin Netanyahu. I can't hear
anything. Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, you were working with this dickhead, you know, and now it's like, oh, yeah, we need to freaking turn. Okay, first of all, I know you weren't old enough to know what downtown Beirut used to look like back in the day, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Fucked up, all right? Gaza is worse.
Yeah, I know. I've seen images of downtown Beirut back in the day. Terrible.
Terrible.
And I know that Gaza is worse because I've seen images of it.
It's worse.
It's worse.
And the fact that they keep turning off the communications out of there. They don't want any information coming up out of there. And when it does, it's like, oh yeah, but we can explain why that's the way that it is. The reason why is because we had to do that. The children aren't actually bleeding from their ears. That's just blood coming from the ear, which is different from bleeding out of your ears. So, you know, we had underaged adult males in the jails. Wait,
children?
They were underaged adult males. They were committing crimes.
Children.
Kind of crimes. Rock throwing crimes.
Oh, because that's the only thing that they have to try and defend themselves against you guys?
Turn all the buildings into rocks. And they throw the rocks. They're committing crimes. I just, you know, they didn't talk about funny shit at the end of the world sometimes. But you know, the end of the world is sad.
1,000%.
And this is just the sad, sad reality of everything. Anyway. Yeah, I'm trying to think. What other thing that I... Oh, yeah, it snowed here.
It did snow here. The snow was perfect on the porch.
The baby went out to play in the snow. He was like, oh, my gosh, this is my favorite kind of stuff. It's sand, like where I'm from. Like, nigga, you are not from a sandy place. He said, where my peoples are from.
Peoples from New York.
Yeah, your peoples are from New York. He was like, no, but seriously, I'm Arabian meows. Got out there and was doing like this in the frickin' snow. He paused and slipping and sliding and then like, wait, hold, it's too cold on my paws. I need to come back inside.
Mm-hmm.
He said, did you know it was cold out there? Yeah, yes, baby. Yes,
he 1,000% did. I knew.
Oliver's funny.
Oliver is funny and he's so sweet. My baby boy, he's really been healing me since the departure of Lulu.
Mm-hmm.
He rests his head on my heart.
Aww. He said he would do that because he was needed.
I was needed, and I was need you in my life all the time, forever. So you was not allowed to leave me.
He's a sweet cat.
Love you. Yeah, it's madness out here. And whatever other show, I don't need to be watching it. You're ruining the bag for everybody.
You're ruining the bag for everybody. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
It's kind of like how Roseanne just went off on a freaking nut bar tangent, dressing up like Hitler and all kinds of foolishness. You ruined that show for everybody. People like that show. And then here you go.
Yeah.
Here you go. Freaking just giving all kinds of crazy. And this is where we bring it all back around, my friend.
To the lunchboxery of it all.
To the lunchboxery of it all. Because I really do believe that these crazy people, they don't have thought processes like a brain should have.
Mm.
Like, they don't come to conclusions the same way. Like, for example, I will give you a visual equation. So, we have the red and the blue.
Mm-hmm.
You put them together.
Purple.
But for a crazy person, purple is not the answer to that question.
What's the answer for a
crazy? I don't fucking know. I don't know. Killing a cow. I don't know what kind of answer a crazy person is going to come up with. You know, I don't know. Put a baby to work in a factory. I don't know what kind
of...
Cut this baby out of this lady.
Take the placenta to make it look real.
And shove the placenta in my pants. How crazy do you have to be to do the amount of research that she did about murder and how to murder somebody and how to freaking... And how long can a baby last outside of the, you know, preemie babies?
Preterm
babies. C-section on preterm babies. How much research as a crazy person do you have to do where your brain is seeing these facts, red, blue, and you come up with a completely different answer?
I don't know.
I don't know either.
I don't know. I'm studying to figure it out, though.
I like that. Because you're going to give me some answers.
I'm going to get you some answers.
And I feel like...
Because, honestly, sounds like she's a psychopath. And she's been a psychopath the entire time.
The entire time.
And no one caught the psychopathy.
Or they were just like, because she's a girl, she's harmless.
No, that's not how that works.
I feel like sometimes that's how people will do it. Like, oh, this crazy bitch. You know, people talk about women going crazy and how, oh, it's just, you know, oh, she's just a crazy bitch. Oh, you know, crazy bitches are good in bed, or crazy bitches are this, that, and the third, or crazy. Like, it's just a normal thing for, you know, all bitches to be crazy. Wait, what?
Mm-mm.
Like, I think that's the prevailing theory, that all women are just insane. And so, you know, different levels of insanity in different women. You know what I mean? Like, okay, they're all crazy. So this one is a little bit more crazy than that one. They're basically the same. And I think that's the consensus. Because if that weren't the consensus, I think we would do a little bit more for the ladies.
Yeah.
Because honestly, the men, I'm tired of talking about them. I'm tired of talking about these lonely, crazy boys.
I'm tired of it too.
I mean, like, I'm like, oh, nobody wants to date you. Oh, it's plenty of dudes dating women out here. You're not one of them. Oh, well.
Yeah, because recently on TikTok, there's the orange peel theory.
What the fuck is that? Sounds crazy.
It is crazy. It's the theory that if your partner, right? This is mainly speaking for heterosexual couples because it views women and men. So your partner gets you an orange, right? And you're like, I don't think I can peel this orange right now. Can you peel it for me? And they peel it for you without thinking about it. They really care about you, and even small acts aren't a big deal for them. But there was this one girl who tested out this orange peel theory on her boyfriend. Like, do you really love me, guy? So she was just like, I really want an orange. And he was like, they're right there on the table. And then he got the orange for her, gave it to her. And she was like, I don't think I can peel this orange because of my nails. Can you peel it for me? And he was like, no. And then she was like, you can't peel this orange for me? It's just an orange. You can't peel it for me? He was like, no, you're not special.
Why isn't she special?
Exactly. It just showed his true colors and how he really feels about her. Oh. She's a beautiful lady. She's a nice person.
But why did he say that mean shit to her? She's not special.
Exactly. Because he does not care about her.
Right. Mm-hmm.
In the way that she thought he did. Mm-hmm. It's not an equal relationship. She brought up the fact that she just did his laundry. He was like, can you do my laundry? She was like, yeah, of course. And he can't peel an orange for her.
Okay.
It's crazy. It's not equal. They don't love each other to the same amount.
He doesn't love her at all.
Yeah, I know. And she thought he did. See, it helps break the delusion that, hey, everything is fine. It's not fine.
Okay.
Maybe I should show you the video because I'm not explaining it well.
You're doing a really good job of explaining it. I was just thinking, like, of course, some of these people aren't going to do anything for you because they never were. And it doesn't take an orange for you to know that. You know what I mean?
Doesn't take an orange for you or for I to know that. Doesn't take an orange. Well, maybe it takes an orange for Amy. But for us, we're just like, yeah, obviously. But
obviously.
And a lot of the black ladies on there are just like, yeah, obviously, because she was a white woman. She was like, can you peel this orange for me? He was like, F no. I'm not peeling no mother F orange for you. I'm trying to build you up as a female.
Uh-huh. A female what?
Exactly. So now we're all hoping she breaks up with him.
She probably won't.
Yeah.
She probably won't. I feel sad for her. This is part of the crazy that I'm talking about. She may not be crazy, but he definitely is. And she's got a little bit of something in her that would be like, well, I know he loves me deep down. That's what's it called? Delusion. Mm-hmm. Yes. Mm-hmm. That's what it's called. Where she's just like, oh, I know that this person loves me, that they've been with me all this time. But you're literally doing all of the things. Why would he be someplace else when you're doing the laundry, you're bringing in money, you're probably the name on the lease, the cars are probably in your name, you know what I mean? Like, the whole situation is your situation, and, you know, he's just, like, some sort of, I don't know, parasite.
Yeah, I was gonna say a leech, but
they're parasites.
Yeah, they are parasites. But parasite is a better word. I like the word parasite more.
Yeah. This is a fucking parasite. And a lot of people are in these parasitic relationships. And the person who is being siphoned off doesn't realize that they are the ones that are just like, I don't have any energy. I'm just tired. I'm working so hard. It doesn't seem like I'm getting anywhere. And I don't know. That they're so keen to have the ideal situation so it looks like everything is the way that they want it to look because they don't want to be the odd man out. And it's kind of like human nature for humans to be part of the herd and have the herd, you know, be similar, you know? So I get why they're doing it, but it's not. It's better to have the herd change, because what's happening with a lot of the ladies is they're like, okay, whatever the fuck is happening with this whole situation, I'm tired of carrying this shit on my back. I don't gonna do it anymore.
Yeah.
Your whole economic policy is based on my vagina and every vagina in this country. Every economic policy that says anything about population is based off of and population growth and birth rates is based off of every vagina in that country, every baby making vagina and uterus in that country, and not based off of anything else.
Nope.
So you're basing your economy on whether or not, you know, I'm going to spit out babies or not. And a lot of the ladies are just like, you know what? I'm going to let another lady do that. And the other lady goes, yeah, you know what? I think I'm going to let another lady do that.
Yep.
And then the other lady, they all individually said, I'm going to let the other ladies do that.
Because no.
And when we all say, I'm going to let some other lady do that, I'm like, yeah, let them bitches do that shit. You all gung-ho for this motherfucker? Mm-hmm. He's talking crazy as shit. Him and his freaking herd of fucking assholes. Some lady in Korea, I think I mentioned this the last podcast, but I'm not sure, so I'm going to mention it again, got beat up for having a short haircut.
Yeah, I remember that. I remember that.
I was like, what?
And then all the other ladies were just like, oh, cut my hair too. I'll cut my hair too. Because you got us all so effed up right now. I even thought about cutting my hair in solidarity.
You got me effed up. Some freaking dude talking about some, these Nigerian women are all, you know, feminism is a dirty word in Nigeria. Like, what are you talking about? Just because somebody doesn't want to get freaking snatched up by Boko Haram and freaking raped into mush.
Raped within an inch of their life.
And in the woods does not mean that feminism is bad. You fucking crazy turd. Anyway. But yeah, it's too many crazy people.
It's a lot of crazy
people. And I'm really... I mean, I would like the crazy people to get better, but some of them really just need to start digging a hole.
Woo! You ain't never told a lie.
And not, you know, it doesn't have to be like, just holes all over the place. It'll be falling into
that's
holes.
That's what I was thinking.
We need to organize the whole digging into trenches and separate, because they could dig a hole, right? They could dig a hole, but in a certain area. Like, all of you go to, Texas, dig a hole.
Right.
Yeah, go to Texas. Go to freaking Iowa. Go fucking dig a hole in Iowa.
Or Indiana.
Oh, fuck yeah.
Indiana, Utah.
I don't know about Utah.
No. Go dig a hole in Utah.
No, I don't know about everywhere in Utah digging a hole. Like, we need to pick a spot. Utah's huge. But everywhere in Iowa sucks. So dig a hole. Anywhere you want.
Keith.
And keep digging.
Havisburger told me Indiana is garbage.
Oh, it is. I used to go to camp in Indiana. It's garbage.
Indiana is garbage. And that place was cool for digging holes.
Oh, okay. I mean, I don't know about everywhere in Indiana, but you're probably right. Fuck them. Dig holes in Indiana. I'm really feeling like Idaho might be one of those places where you could just dig a hole. You might hit a lot of potatoes, but, you know, whatever. I don't give a fuck.
I don't want to waste good potato making land.
Right, potatoes are awesome.
I don't want to waste good potato making land. That would really, like, jack me up if I didn't have any more taters in my life.
I do. Agreed, agreed. I mean, it's lots of places where people can go just dig holes, and I'm here for it. If you're so crazy where red and blue are some other things, like make a baby, you know, I don't know, make a baby work on the freaking floor at a slaughterhouse, then you need to dig a hole.
Hole.
I'm really feeling like Arkansas might be one of those places where you can also just go dig a hole anywhere.
I don't know why you don't think Utah isn't hole digging territory.
Because the freaking national park that's in that place, I don't want these freaking yahoos just going to the parks or any of the, you know, native lands around Wyoming and Utah and freaking, what's the other one? Colorado. I don't want them digging holes.
Or Montana.
I don't want them just digging holes anywhere. Okay? No. You can't allow these freaking crazy people to just start digging a hole. And there's so many of them. There's so many of them. Now, Texas, just go dig anywhere down that motherfucker.
Oh, yeah.
Okay?
Maybe even in Alabama,
and this
too.
Is why I'm saying Iowa. Anywhere in fucking Iowa, go dig your hole. Anywhere. And you said Indiana? Fuck Indiana. Anywhere in Indiana, go dig a hole.
Alabama, too.
Alabama, go dig a hole. Now, someplace in Alabama, then, I don't know. It might be okay. It's pretty.
We'll see.
I'm just saying.
We'll see.
There's plenty of ugly places for them to go dig holes, and they can be relegated to those places. That's what I'm saying.
I understand what you're saying. There's plenty of ugly places everywhere, so we'll see.
This is the entire state of Texas.
We'll see.
Can just cram those motherfuckers in there. They can just start digging holes
in Antarctica. They'll freeze before they finish.
I read something today about Greenland losing 30 million metric tons every second because of global warming. I think that's the number. Anyway, I don't want them in their warm bodies in the cold. There's too many of them. They breed heat.
They do. They really do.
They can't go there. Let them go to Texas. Let them go to Arkansas.
Well, they'll breed heat so much that all the water will evaporate out of their bodies.
No, I'm just
saying. While they're digging the hole?
I'm just saying some of these places with all these wide open spaces and, you know, nobody's there. Just go let them fucking dig a hole, you know?
No, I'm 1,000% on board with the whole digging. You don't get it. I'm like...
You're with me.
I'm way past with you. I'm like maybe inside of you with the digging the holes kind of thing.
An advocate. I like it.
Yeah. It's like hashtag team dig a hole. Dev, you know what you need to do. Dig a hole.
And just keep digging. All right. Well, this has been... The end is fucking nigh.
Please don't cut babies out of people. Please don't.
And I'm Sam.
I'm hashtag codename Batman watching out for these pregnant ladies because you got me effed up.
See you next week.